start again. Let's start again the Mishnah. Again, ha'omer tenu get zeh liishtei. The way it says get zeh sounds like the get was written already, and it's sitting on the table. So he appoints a shliach lohiloche. He says, please deliver this get to my wife. Or shtar shichur zeh liavdi. Sounds like also the shtar shichur is written already, and he appoints a shliach lohiloche to give it to his zevet. Let's start again the Mishnah. Again, ha'omer tenu get zeh liishtei. The way it says get zeh sounds like the get was written already, and it's sitting on the table. So he appoints a shliach lohiloche. He says, please deliver this get to my wife. Or shtar shichur zeh liavdi. Sounds like also the shtar shichur is written already. And he appoints a shlech lahilocha to give it to his Evet Kanaini, Umeis, and the husband died, or the Odon died before the shlech lahilocha delivers it. So the din is Layitun Lahamisa, because we have a din, Ein Get Lahamisa. It's a general din, Ein Shtar Lahamisa. We learned the Gemara before, that it's not only a din. We had on test on the base, I think. The Gemara says, Ein Get Lahamisa is not only a din by Get Isha, it's a din that applies Bechol Shtaris. It's the Milsadisa Bishtaris. It's a din that by all Shtaris, Ein Shtar Lahamisa. So that's the first half of the Mishnah. The shliach cannot deliver the get after the man dies, and not the get and not the shtashich no shtar can be delivered after he dies. Huh? He's no longer the owner of the Evet Kanaani. He's not married. The woman is already an almana. How can you be megarish the wife? She's already an almana. There's no ishus anymore. Or the yodon no longer owns the Evet. Once I die, the Evet belongs to my children. So how can my shtashich help afterwards? Or let's say I'm a ger, and I have no yorshim. Gershim eis vein lo yorshim. So after I die, the Evet Kanaani becomes hefker. So also, I'll appoint the shliach lohilocha to deliver the shtar shichur to the Evet Kanaani, and then he's going to deliver the shtar shichur after I die. So also not. I'm no longer, even the Evet does not belong to anybody else, but it doesn't belong to me anymore. I'm not the Yodin anymore.
Why doesn't it belong to the Yorshim?
If there are Yorshim, it belongs to the Yorshim. But let's say I'm a ger, and I have no children.
I'm talking about a normal
kid. It goes to the Yorshim, yeah. Okay. So I cannot appoint a shliach to give the shtar shichur to the Evet Kanaani that doesn't belong to me. It belongs to the Yorshim now. I'm not a balabot. And by the wife also, you cannot, how can you break the marriage by a get if the marriage is already broken by the Mises HaBaal? Once it's Mises HaBaal, so they're not married anymore.
If you get out now, that if I don't come back after 40 days and assume I'm dead, so therefore I'm Gureshit or something.
So then it depends what he said. If he says, if I don't come back in 40 days, Hariya Mugureshit is made, Akshav. So then in the Mafreya, then it's good. Then the get is she's get from now.
She doesn't have to go to chalitza.
She won't need chalitza. But if he says, if I don't come back in 40 days, Hariat Megoresh is as of 40 days, so then Taka, she's not get, then she's an almana. Then she will need the chalitza.
So the get has to be retroactive.
Has to be retroactive. Has to add on. Yeah, that's the Mishnah. That's what Taisis quotes. That's the two Mishnahs of Enged Lachamisa. One is this Mishnah, when he made a shliach, lohailocha, and the husband dies before the shliach lahilocha delivers the get. And the other one, Tosis says, is a Mishnah later on Daf Ayin Beis, where the man gave the get to his wife, but he says, Ariyah Mugoresh is after 30 days, and then he dies within the 30 days. So that's a different din. They're both the same din, Ein Get Lahamisa, but they're different cases. That case, the husband already gave the get, but it doesn't help, because it's only going to take effect after 30 days, and he dies before the 30 days are up. And here, even though he appointed a shliach to deliver it, but he died before, so you cannot, in both cases, Ein Get Lahamisa. So here Rashi and Taisus were bothered with the question, just to review again. If the Gers in the Mishnah is ten get zedli ishti, shtashich rezedli ab, it means that the shtashich was written already, and he tells the shliach, lohailoche, pick up this get and give it to my wife. Take out the shtashich and give it to my Evet Kanaani. So why does it say that if the yodon died before the shliach to live is the shtashich to the Evet Kanaani? So the Evet cannot, the Shliach cannot deliver it. La'achamise. Why not? The Shliach doesn't even have to deliver it. The minute the Shliach picks it up, we had the Machlekes Rameir and the Rabbanon. in the previous Mishnah, whether you consider Shichur Rabbi Kanani under normal circumstances
a benefit.
Is it, do you say it's a schus, or do you say it's a chayva? So why not say that we pask in La Halacha like the Chachamim de Rav Meir, that Shichur Rabbi Kanani to free and Rabbi Kanani is considered an act of zoch and it's a benefit. So why do you say that you can't deliver the shtar shichur after the yodin dat? You don't even have to deliver the shtar shichur. The minute the shliach picks it up, is it already good?
Who should be zayach?
The shliach when he picks up the shtar shichur.
The shliach of the husband.
When he says tain, you should say tain kischi. When he says tain get zeliish li avdi, tain shtar shichur zeli avdi. Why don't you say tain kischi? And it's as if he told them, "Zay zeicha, be zeicha, do shtar shichur on behalf of my Rabbi Kanani." If you say zochen le'adam shalai b'chana, unless you say, he said ten. Yeah, he said tenu shtar shichur zeli avdi.
Yes, it's not al shliach. It's out to give, but not to be shliach to zeicha.
But why not say ten kisri? That's the shot. Why not say ten kisri? Unless you say that the case is, he said, I say ten shtar shichur zeli avdi, and I die before the shliach picks it up. If the shliach would pick it up while I'm still alive, and then he didn't get to deliver it to the Rebbe, it doesn't seem like that. If the shliach would pick it up while I'm alive, he just didn't get a chance to deliver it to the Rebbe Kanani until after I die, then maybe you can say ten kischi. Maybe Tosis suggests, maybe pshat is, I died before the shliach even picked it up. Maybe you say like that. Maybe you say like that. So that's why Rashi and Tosis say it's better to cross out the words there. Instead of having the gears in the Mishnah, ten get zeli, it's just ten shtashich zeli ivdi. That I already have the shtar shichur written and it's sitting on the table, then you're going to get involved in this esik. Maybe you should say ten kischi. Maybe shichur Rabbi Kanani should be considered zochen l'adam shalai b'chana, a benefit for the eved. And as soon as the shliach picks it up, I should say zochen, and I should say the eved is already mishuchur before you even deliver it to the eved. So that's why it's better to have the gear. So ten get li ishti.
In other words, ten, tomorrow,
right, write a shti, write again. Right, it's not written right, yet. Yeah. It's not even written yet. He authorizes ksivo nesim kisva tenu get li ishti kisva tenu shta shichur li avdi, and they didn't even begin to do anything yet. So if I state something, you can't do it after I die.
When did he die? The photo was written.
The year before it was written.
Was no get.
So that's the avar.
Ain't get lachamisa.
Even though I pointed a shliach. Okay.
Yes, so that's the din.
You would have thought that I appointed a shliach.
It takes over Hein, takes over Morgan.
But the issue is broken already. There's no issues. If I appoint, let's say, a shliach, the husband appoints a shliach to deliver a get to the wife. The shliach has to go from New York to California. He goes half the way, gets tired in Missouri. He doesn't want to go any further. And he doesn't want to go any further. So then he appoints a shliach sheni to go weiter. But then the shliach sheni is about to reach California to give the get. Then he hears that the shliach rishon died.
So
that's okay. That the Gemara says later. That's
once
okay.
Once he gave over,
if the husband dies, then it's no good.
Kind of simplified where you have to talk a case of death. You cannot give a guess, you love a yada. The person, you cannot give a get anybody, you love a yada for the tetri, I guess. When he's dead, it's not a yada.
No, the different hasberim, you're saying a different hasber. I said, Rashi has two explanations. What Rashi says, Wamshad, the Hamesle Meshacher, how can he be a shliach for a dead man? If the husband appoints a shliach and the shliach makes a shliach sheni and the first shliach dies, that's okay. Because he says shluchu shlom kemoise, goes back as the shliach of the husband. The second shliach, the third shliach, they're all really shluchim of the husband. But if the husband dies, how can you say he's a shliach? So that's the first explanation that Rashi says. The hameis leim shachrer. You cannot be a shliach on behalf of somebody who's not alive anymore. Then Rashi gives another explanation. What pokalei rishus say? The woman is not an Eshes Ish anymore. There's no more marriage. He's not the owner anymore of the Eved Knaini. Even if he says Shluch Hashem Kemoisei, Bleib Tashliach, since I appointed him as a Shliach, even though I died, he remains a Shliach. Yeah, but how can it be Meshach or the Eved Knaini? If the Eved Knaini doesn't belong to me anymore, the woman is not married to me anymore.
Yeah.
Once you have Mises Habal,
get somebody else's wife.
So Rashi writes the two explanations, they're both Emes. The two reasons are both Emes.
What about the husband give a date to certain to live in another month on the table? And you know that in these 30 days, the husband got very severely sick and he's in the hospital.
Doesn't matter. He's still alive.
As long as he's alive and he's a bardas.
Yeah.
As long as the husband is alive and he's a bardas. Let's say the husband is so sick that he doesn't know what's happening. He's a lot bardas. If he's sleeping, if the husband is shikir, or the husband is sleeping, then if he appointed a shliach before he became shikir, before he went to sleep, so we assume that it's good. What if the husband goes into a coma? So then that's called a lab bardas. That's not sleeping. If he's in a coma, and you can control it, you can reverse it. You can wake him up. So then it's sleeping. But if it's lab sami biyodan, the Gemara has a lotion. We don't have the medication to get him out of the coma. So that's al pidin considered a lab bardas. A lab bardas, the shliach cannot deliver the get while the husband is a lab bardas. Even though the husband appointed the shliach, that's what Tosfos writes later on. Even though the husband appointed a shliach at the time that her husband was a bardas, he's sick, he's getting to the end, and he appoints a shliach when you're holding by the end. Where's that Tosfos? Here's the Tosfos, daf ayin omid beis. The Tosfos, hasam daita tzilusa hoi. Tosfos says, we're not too sure, lo yoda rabbeinu Yitzchok. The fine on the base, a problem. When a person comes to the end, the person is a goisis is still a bardas, but then later it's a little unclear. Layoder Rabbeinu Yitzchok Diri wasn't sure. Rav Masna Yechashim died to tzilusa. It's hard to tell how long when a person is considered that he's just a little drowsy, and when he's considered already in a coma that he's a la bardas. Tosfos says. The Omer, when a Shchid Meira gives a get, because he's going to die, he has no children. And he wants to give a get so his wife won't require any Yibum Machalitza. She should be a Grusha rather than become an Amona. Omer, you have to be careful. It's not enough that B'shas Ksive, the husband, let's say, appoints the Shliach, he's a Bardas. That's not enough. You need B'shas Ksive a get also. B'shas Ksive. And b'shas nesina, and in between also, even in between ksiv and nesina, if the husband goes into a coma, in between ksiv and nesina, even though he comes out of the coma, so b'shas ksiv, the three moments are clear. B'shas tzivui, when I point the shliach, when I tell the sefer, I want you to sign, I want you to write the get, and I want the yadin to sign. So that's the shlichas, that's the mina shlichas, that's what we call tzivui haba. So then he's a bardas, and then when the sefer is writing the get, and the edim are signing, we see that he's a bardas, and when they give the get, he's also a bardas. That's not enough. The Ri says you have to even be careful. The husband shouldn't go into a coma, being sivul in a sinna. If he goes into a coma, in between the ksiva and the nesina, I feel in this pakeach lebesov, even if by the time they're doing the nesinas haget, he knows what's happening. Teignish, that's also no good. That's called why? That's considered shaloi l'shmo.
A break,
right? What's the halacha? Let's say he wrote the get on a piece of paper, and then he feels hashad the gelt, so he cut off the get from the long piece of paper. So the Gemara said that's called mechusa ma'isa. It's no good. What's wrong with Mechusa Maisa? So we discussed it, because the halacha says that by get you need Ksiva L'shma. What does mean Ksiva L'shma? Unlike all other shtaris, that the Ksiva of the shtar just you prepare the object with which you're going to make the kinyan, and then the kinyan is the giving over of the shtar. By get is not so. By get, the Ksiva is the haschol of the gerishin. The gerishin consists of a composite of two pulls, the Ksiva with the Nesina together.
Did you say that the Nesina must immediately follow the Ksiva, that fire snipping with another?
So if you snipped it in between, it doesn't have to follow immediately. You can have a year in between,
yeah.
You can have a few years in between.
It
has to follow immediately without any other pool or done to the get.
Yeah.
If you're going to snip the get, cut the get off from the rest of the piece of paper, then there's a hafsik, there's a hafsoka between the Ksiva saget and the Nesina saget. That's called Mechusa Maisa. If it's a Mechusa Maisa, he did a Maisa Amafsik to the get. He did many other Maisim. I mean, he does the Ksiva today, then he goes to work tomorrow and the day after, the day after. A whole year in between, but he didn't do anything to the piece of paper of the get. But if he does another Maisa to the paper of the get, that's Mafsik, the Tziruf, between Ksiva and Nesina. So the Ri has a Chiddush over here. That if the husband authorizes the Sefer to write, and then the Sefer writes the get, and the husband is Niskalkal, he goes into a coma in between the Ksiva and the Nesina. Then he's Choyzev in Ispakeach. The husband comes to again by the time they're about to do the Nesina. So he says it's no good. Why? That's also called there's a lack of tziruf between the Ksiva and the Nesina, because in between the Ksiva and the Nesina there was a period of time where you couldn't have given the get. Normally, in between Ksiva and Nesina, the husband goes to sleep, he gets shikr, different things happen, and they do the Nesina later, that's not a problem. That's not called a lab bar das, just because you're shikr, just because he's sleeping. You could have delivered a get even while he's sleeping, even while he's a shikr. That's not called a lab bar das. He's temporarily unable to express das. But that's not called a gavra la bar das.
Senility, where he goes in and out.
Senility, that's called a la bar das. When it's not sami biyodon, the Gemara's lashon is lav sami. If we don't have sami, we don't have the medication to control it. If you'll have senility or a coma, where we do have the medication, medical science keeps on advancing. So if they'll take develop drugs that you'll be able to control it, that the person will be able to be taken out of the state of senility, or taken out of a coma. Then it's taka called sleeping. Then it's not called Allah Bardas. Even if they didn't use it. As long as we have such samin, biyodon, so then it's not called Allah Bardas.
What if he
takes drugs and he loses his
drug?
I mean he becomes Allah Bardas.
Yeah, let's say he's taking.
He's a labar das. There's a labar, and he has, and there are no drugs
to reverse.
And there are no drugs to reverse his state.
Now, how is that different from a shikr? And a shikr is also taking alcohol.
No, the Gemara says a shikr, you can easily get him out of it.
Yeah. Need a coffee.
Yeah,
you put him under a cold shower.
Cold shower, you can straighten him out. You can straighten him out. Yeah.
Back to the Mishnah with the Tzina, because. Saying that Zuchin Lodim Shlab Bufuna by Eved, but by the Mishnah puts together Eved and Isha, and by Isha we don't say Zuchin Lodim Shlab Bufuna. So you cannot, if you put them together, you cannot.
By Isha there's no problem. By Isha there's no problem. The whole Shiloh only was by Eved. Mm-hmm. How can the Mishnah make a statement? I have the Shtar Shichur, and I gave it to the Shliach, he should deliver it, and the Shliach didn't deliver it yet. And I died before he delivers it. Okay. Bang! Finished. He can't deliver. What's the problem? Once I gave it to the shliach, finished already.
So what do we say? So
that's what Rashi and Taisa say. The gears.
But by a woman, you cannot.
By a woman, there's no problem. We understand the din by the woman, but by the shtashicha, we don't understand. The whole problem only was by the
shtashicha.
Right, right. So why is it? That's the Rashi's kasha. Why did he put it together? That's where Rashi changes the gears. It shouldn't say shtashicha is there. No, they didn't even write the shtashicha. They made a shliach to write it and to deliver it. Nothing was done yet.
You also have a schluss by a woman, she should afford to yibn.
Yeah, and in some cases it is the schluss, right? In some cases it will be said. See, we have an institution today that's called the Hetamei Rabbonim. It's the Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom. Min din HaTorah, min de Rabbonim, you're permitted to, a man is permitted to marry two wives. Neisa Yishal Ishta, he's allowed to. And it was very unusual, the Mishnais and Yivamis write, it was very unusual. You have dinim based on that assumption that it was very rare that a man would be interested in marrying two wives. But there were cases like that. There were rare cases that people married two wives. So the Rabbeinu Gershom made a prohibition, made a chem that you're not allowed to. He made the chem till the year 5000. The chem was over already 756 years ago.
Why did he make it only a certain time? Because he can't make it all.
No, he didn't have Roch HaKodesh to know what's going to be later. He can only make a cherem at Takonas Achilles if there's a tzorech. So he saw in his time, he saw a tzorech. Maybe in Tov Shinun Vav, there won't be a tzorech. Maybe there's still a tzorech now, also, but he didn't know. Yeah, but he didn't know what's going to be in the future. So he made it at Sefer Aleph till the end of the century. A lot of people made a mistake. They thought at Sefer Aleph means till the end of 1,000 years. He didn't know what's going to be in 1,000 years. He didn't know what's going to be in 100 years, 150 years, that's all. He made the cherem for a short period of time. So the Mechaber writes already that the cherem was over in the year 5,000. When was the year 5,000? It was 1240. The cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom was over in the year 1240. That was a long time ago. And then after 1240, there was a machlokes. The Mechaber says the cherem was over. Goodbye and good luck. No more cherem. Fine. So you're permitted to marry two wives. And then the Ramah says, no, even the Zman of the Cherem was over in the year 1240, the Ramah was written in the 1550s. So he says, we'll still observe it, mitam minik. No more Cherem, now it's mitam minik. So let's say if a man today will marry two wives, he's not a Cherem. The minik is that the Ramah says, the minik by the Ashkenazim is we don't allow someone to marry two wives. But we don't say he's automatically a Cherem, not allowed to give him an aliyah. The Ramah says, if the Bezdin will want to force him not to violate this minig, so if they want to, they have the right to put him in cherem. If they want to, they can put him in cherem. If they don't want to put him in cherem, it's not automatically put in cherem. So Some people make a mistake, they think, oh, a man married two wives is automatically a chemda. Not after the year 1240, there's no more automatic chemda. Rabbeinu Gershom's chayim is over already. If the Bezin chooses to, they can decide to put him a chemda. So what happens if a man is married to a woman, and then she becomes senile in her old age? She becomes senile, she loses her seichel, whatever. So it's nothing, there's no marriage there. So the Pasukim say that if the woman is nishtatis, and there's no chayei mishpacha, there's no chayishus, so you can make a hetamei rabbanim. So what do you mean a hetamei rabbanim? You can't be megarish her, you can't divorce her. She doesn't understand. Yeah, she's mishalcha v'chayzeres. The yisoid of a get is v'shilcha mibeisoid. He gives her the get and he says goodbye, and she understands that this is it. Let's say a man is married to a woman, she's only 1 year old. The father was Mekadosh Bita Ktana. The girl is only 1 year old. And then the husband wants to divorce his wife. He can't give the get to the little baby 1 year old. She can become an Eishes Ishmen Atayra, Ayidei Kiddushi Aviyah. But let's say the father is no longer alive and the husband wants to divorce her. He has to wait till this girl is going to tell his wife, he's going to be old enough, that she should understand what a gerushin is all about, that it should be mishalcha bein chazeres. So the same thing if the woman is senile, so it's not shaykh to give it a get now, to be megarish the woman now when she's in a state of nishtatis. So you have to wait till she become normal. But he wants to marry another woman, so that's why you make a hetamei rabbanit. So the minig is, that when you make a hetamei rabbanit for a nishtatis, so the minig is that the Mishlah Melech has, the Magia and the Mishlah Melech, not the Mishlah Melech. The Magia and the Mishlah Melech is the one who wrote the Me'am Lois. So he writes, Rabbi Yankiv Kugli, yeah, Asfardish Egvam. So he writes from the Shulchan Aruch. He quotes what it says in Shulchan Aruch. The minig is that your mashlish get. What's going to happen? Now he's married to a young, another wife, a younger wife, whatever, a healthy woman. And then what's going to happen if the first wife comes too? So now he has two wives, and now he's in violation of the Chemda Rabbeinu Gershom. So he has to get rid of one or the other. So the minig was that they write a get right now. And in the event that the first wife will ever come back to her senses, they'll have to get ready to give, they'll be able to give the get, but you can't give the get now, they'll be able to give the get to her if and when she ever comes to. So Rabbi Yankiv Kuli in the Hagos and the Mishnah Melech HaTataina, he writes, he had a machloikis with the other contemporaries whether that makes any sense. He had a taina that doesn't make any sense. How is that good? That's like Shaloi Lashmo. Right? You wrote a get now that cannot be given now.
No.
The get was written out, cannot be given, because the woman is mamish mishalcha the chayzeres. It's the impact.
So
that's like over here. Like if the husband is niskalkal ben ksiva l'nesina. So something happened between ksiva and nesina that it's impossible to give this get. So even if what's impossible, the husband goes into a coma. It becomes a lot by
dust.
Huh?
You give it again, no good.
So even if he gets, even if he's nispakeach, Libisov Enamoyel, it won't even help later on if he becomes Nispakeach before the Nesina, because it's already felt in the Shmod. There's no tzira between the Ksiv and the Nesina.
That's the issue.
Huh?
This is the issue.
So that's the Shaiva. So maybe since the get was written at a time that it's impossible to give it to the wife, because she's Mishalcha V'chayzeres, so maybe this get is not called Oymed L'Nesina. Maybe this Ksiva will never be mitzurfed in the Nesina. So that's his taina. That's the taina of the Magia and the Mishnah Melech. He wrote his own comment. It has nothing to do with anything the Mishnah Melech wrote. Mishnah Melech doesn't talk about this. Every so often he puts in parentheses Aleph Hey Amah Magia. So every so often he has a comment that has to do with the Mishnah Melech. Every so often he just writes his own comment, totally unrelated to the Mishnah Melech. His own shtickel there. So this is his taina that Lechera felt us in the Shmo.
Does anybody suggest that maybe he should write the get to the second one?
No, but then he couldn't do it. Right?
No, but he married the.
She's already a Vardas.
That's the Shaila. He married the first wife first. Married the first wife first. And the whole had that he married the second wife is only because the first wife was sick. So when the first wife comes too, shouldn't that be unfair that he should divorce the first wife? They have a discussion like that. The first wife doesn't come too.
I think the Bezin's accepting. They give it to a Bezel, right?
Yeah, they write the get and they leave. He makes a shliach lo elocha.
Maybe he becomes a
shliach.
He can't
be a shliach. No. He's mechuyev. The get can't be chal now. He's mechuyev to be mefarnes, the first wife. He's still mechuyev in zeneseho.
He's mechuyev in
shliach. Why is he writing a condition that if his first wife comes to him,
the second kedusha shouldn't be chal, or it should be migarish the second one. Can you make such a change?
Yeah. But he has to be migarish somebody. He has to be migarish either the first wife or the second wife.
Is it possible right at the time that you get married, that the woman will, assuming that she is incapacitated, take the get, that you will let the basin take a get for her?
No. If I appoint a shliach for anything, and then later on I become the shtate before the shliach does the action, the shliach is unable to function while I am in a state of shtus. That's halacha. The shliach cannot do anything while I'm in a state of shtus. That's the svara that the Gemara says. If we have medication to control the situation, to get him out of the coma, then it's like yashin, then it's like sleeping. Then it's not considered a gavra labar das. He's just unable to express his das now, like a shikar or like a yashin. But if he's in a state, and he's in a state of a coma where we have no medication to get him out of it, that's called a gavra labar das.
How does Rashi learn the difference between Nuget, Ze, and Tain?
That's what the Rishonim say, it's a mistake in Rashi. It doesn't mean Tain and Tenu, with Ze or without Ze. If you have Tain, get Ze, it means the Get is there.
Yeah.
So the Get is there, and if it's a Shtashichur, and the Shliach picked it up.
I can't get to the bottom of
it. Tenu Get Liishti, Garcina.
No,
without Ze. You cross out the word Ze. That's why there's no problem with Raman and Rabban.
We have no provision for them.
He's in a coma, and then the medication first comes.
Yeah.
So there was a period of time when he was in a coma where there was no medication.
Yeah.
So that would be like a hefsik, and there would be.
Then he's a lab badas. Then he's a lab badas. So that's a hefsik. So Taisa says it's tak shainish. It's already a lack of smuchus and mice. It's already a lack of tzir phoenix even in the scene.
There's no provision for the same thing, maybe, when you get a man gets sick.
The whole hetemir rabbanim is only if the wife is in, because it's only a chendir rabbeinu gershim not to marry a second wife. So rabbeinu gershim said, if it's such a shas atrak that the wife is not functioning, so we'll, and you have 100 rabbanim for 3 different medinas, with 3 different perspectives, different outlooks, and they all agreed that they think in this case there's sufficient reason to allow the man to marry another wife, megman. But as far as the woman taking another husband, that's an isa loisinah, that's an isa deraisa.
So she becomes an aguna if he becomes ill.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the Rashi also make a difference.
From Glass Shaw, when the Rabbanim are allowed to make a condition that exists and wipe out the proportion of the Torah versus when you have the condition that exists, they can quote unquote make their own rules. A situation like this where it's really that is the overcoat state, if it's not being married, why does the Bezdin or Rav, you know, make a Sakh or Rosh Shaw and just waive whatever difficulties or whatever difficulties there might be?
What do you mean, Luhai Rasha? They should be mata the Yisrael Aisinov. Gemara says that under rare circumstances, Luhai Rasha, Lemigda Milsa, if you feel you're going to accomplish a lot for Yiddishkeit, then you're allowed to violate Averis, even Mikum Yasei. What are you going to accomplish for Yiddishkeit?
I'm asking a question. I don't know. I have no idea.
You're not going to accomplish anything. Lemigda Milsa. Lemigda Milsa means that something special. Like Eliyahu Bahar HaKarmel. He felt he was going to make this big spiel.
Back to Hashem.
It was Bizman Abayis. Bizman Abayis Rishons. And he brought Shchitichutz. He brought Karbonas Bahutz. He's going to make a whole dramatic presentation. You bring Karbonas. I'm going to bring Karbonas. And his is going to work. And theirs are not going to work. He's going to get all the people to be chayzer b'tshuva, which he did. So all the people screamed that Hashem hu elokim, Hashem hu elokim, and they rejected the Baal. Yeah. So that's a heter. L'hayro Hashem, l'migdal milsit. Shchut echutz is an isa kares. And he only allowed it not l'daris. He didn't say mikan l'habi. You can bring karbanos b'chutz. It's only on that one occasion of Rosh
Hashanah.
And right, and it was l'migda milse. He knew b'nevuah that this is really going to work. Neirois neflois, going to be gevaldik. But what? You have an aguna, so what's the hayra shah, you understand? What's going to be the migdal milsa? It's going to get a lot of people to be chayza b'tshuva.
Yeah, but there are certain circumstances where chayza b'tshuva.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, the Gemara has a few cases where they're mafkir kiddushin. So the Ramor in... Yeah. We declare now, 25 years after they got married, we annul the marriage m'lachatchila. You can annul the marriage. So the Gemara says in rare cases they did that. So the Rishonim had a debate, does the Beis Din in every generation have the right to annul a marriage whenever they want to? Or do you say, no, this is frozen. Whatever it says in the Gemara, that's all.
My question, like, can Beis Din do something like that?
Right, so we assume there are more rights than Eben Ezer on the bottom of the tour. In the Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't discuss it. On the bottom of the tour, in the Darkei Moshe, the Ramot quotes this, Machlokes HaRishonim, so he says the practice for hundreds of years already has been that we only allow Afkinu Abani Kedusha Minei in those cases that are mentioned in the Gemara. We don't apply it in specific cases. We have whole categories of cases.
What are the cases the Gemara mentions?
One is later in Gittin, the fourth Perek, when the husband gave the get ala Tanai, and the Kiyam Atanai was Ba'inis. So then sometimes we won't know whether it's Ba'inis or not Ba'inis. And then we said even Kiyam Atanai Ba'inis is also good. You have a few, four or five cases in the Gemara, not
in
too many.
When he sends, when they can't be chosen.
Yeah, the Baal is Mevat L'Shlech, Shlei B'Fanov, right? And Shlech did no better. That's another case, two in Gittin. Yeah, they're two in Gittin, that's right. And Baal Basra, there's one. Ksubis, there's one, yeah.
According to Rashi's views of taking out there, would it have been more accurate to put soap get?
Okay. Yeah, Kisvut Tanu. He would say Kisvut Tanu get Liishti. The Gemara is going to talk about what the nusach is when nothing is written. It should be kisvu tenu or tenu get lishti. Tenu get lishti. If he just says kisvu, I'm healthy and I say ksov get lishti, and then you do the whole job. You do it bishleimus. You write a get and you give the get. So I said, what'd you give the get?
Yeah.
I didn't authorize you to give.
Yeah.
I just said ksov get lishti. But if I'm an old sick man, I'm holding by nile, and I say ksov get lishti. So what am I? I mean ksov and give it to me, and I'll see what I'm going to do. I'm holding by the end. So if I say ksov, then kisvu means kisvu tenu. But if I'm a healthy person and I just said kisvu get lishti, all I meant was kisvu. And if you're going to do the nesina, then that's unauthorized. The Gemara is going to talk about the details of...
You're starting to establish that Yibum is not a...
Now it's not.
Is it a schus for her or not? The fact that he denies the woman to have yibum, is that a schus or a chayfus?
His man is that we don't allow you.
No.
Yeah, so, Gemara says in Yivamis, on Daf Lamedes, there was a machlekes hatanoim, abishol and a hachamim. Every case of yibum is a hashayl from Eshesach. So what's the heter to do Eshesach? So that's the halacha, that b'mokam, this was yibum, you're permitted to violate Eshesach.
Oh, yeah.
There's no issur Eshesach. So abishol comes up with an einfal, that the only time you're permitted to, the only time the mitzvah of yibum causes us to suspend the Yisr of Eshesach is if he's doing the Yibum L'Shem Shamayim. If he wants to do it L'Shem Mitzvah, but if the only reason why he's marrying the girl is because she's pretty, or because she has a lot of money, because Mishum Ishus, so he has a hard time finding a Shidduch, so now the girl is stuck, she has to marry him, but if not for the fact that he was looking for a Shidduch, just the Mitzvah per se, then he wouldn't really be so interested in doing the Mitzvah. So then Abishol holds that there's no Heter, and Sablat Anisif and Eshesach. So that's why Abishol recommends that you should never perform Yibum. How do you know that the fellow is doing L'Shem Mitzvah?
Why should you do Chalitza?
You
shouldn't
do
it. Why do you have to do Chalitza?
You have to do Chalitza? Let her marry someone else? She should remain in Aguna for the rest of her life.
But Chalitza is not Shav because it's Eshesach. He's got a love. He doesn't have to do Chalitza.
No, Chalitza is no Issa. Eshesach is if you do Biyah. Yibum is Biyah. There's no Issa to do Chalitza.
But it's a Maguna for her. For him, it's a whole practice. It's getting
it is Maguna, but at least she's allowed. People will do anything that's me, they'll do things that are more Maguna in order to get out of Yibum.
What if she wants to marry the man?
We don't allow it, this man is that. We don't allow it.
So it's not a question of a chay for her or if it's a schis for her.
No, no. It's a shayla. Are we afraid that they're doing the Yibum Shalai Lishma? So there's a machlekes a rishayim, how we paskin. The Gemara says at different periods of history they paskin differently. In the early years they didn't hold like Abba Shaul. In the early years they always allowed Yibum. And the Mishnah says in the end of the first parak in Chayris, Mitzvah Shibim Kedemis L'Mitzvah Chalitz. Yes. It's preferable to do Yibum. Then the Gemara says they changed the Psak. And they followed Abba Shaul. That's called Mishnah Achrein. It means in later generations the Tanaim reversed the Psak. And then Taisus has a Machlokes with other Rishonim. Did they reverse it a third time? Did they change the later generation? Did they go back to the normal way it sounds from the Chumash? Or no, they left it like that. So that's a Machlokes, the Rabbeinu Tam and the other Rishonim. So that's the Sfaradim and the Ashkenazim. Whether you allow Yibum Mizman Hazeh, you don't allow Yibum Mizman Hazeh. So it's ongenomen by the Ashkenazim that we don't allow Yibum Mizman Hazeh.
Not a lot of the there's a difference between Tanu and Rabim and Tain. Loshen Yochid.
No, it's not. It's not Tain or Tanu. It's Zeh without Zeh. The Loshen is Megumgum.
Let's say who I'm a Tanu.
Tanu doesn't mean that.
It's
Tanu for
one person.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't make any difference.
No, 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 no. He tells you look in the Rosh. Yes. I'm Barosh. You look in the Rosh. Rosh says with Zeh, without Zeh. That's how Taisa says. With Zeh, without Zeh.
Not the Bach.
The Bach. Bach tells you look in the Rosh.
Yeah.
The Rosh says the Vot is whether it's with Zeh or without Zeh. If it's ten get Zeh, means the get is written again already. If it doesn't say Zeh, means the get was not. Same thing. That's not. That doesn't make a difference.
The Ferum of Rabbeinu Gershom is wrong. Getting married or being married? This whole question is as Lord seems that the Ferum is wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
That's okay. Since you said the Ferum was always getting married, therefore it's a time that you got married, she wasn't saying, that if she waits up afterwards, you're ready for Ferum. You're ready
for Ferum. There is such a principle on the level of the Raisa. Let's say a Kohen marries an Almona. Kohen is allowed to marry an Almona.
Yeah.
And then they appoint him a Kohen Gadol. So the Mishnah says they can appoint him a Kohen Gadol and doesn't have to get rid of his wife, the Almona. Why? That, so the Gemara says in Yavam, Zav Samach, Aleph, I'm an Aleph. Gemara says, Hodi Yishtar Yishtar. Since at the time that he married, I was Beheter. So the woman doesn't become Asur al Baila later on after the marriage. The marriage is Beheter, life is Beheter. But over here, this is the Hadin de Rabban, there's not a Din de Reis over here. So you can't work with rules and regulations from the Reis. Here, the reason for Rabbeinu Gershom was there's going to be sichsuch between the two wives. So if one of them is incapacitated, she's in the old age home, she's in an asylum, so there's not going to be any friction in the house. But once she comes to and she sees, hey, what's going on? My husband is living with another wife, then there's going to be friction. So technically, they've got to get rid of one of the wives, either number one or number two. So that's what the Paskim assume in Shulchan Aruch. They assume that the Chen Rabbeinu Gershom will apply there, even though the marriage was Beheter. And if it would have been an issue there, I say, you're right, you would have said, Hold Yishtar Yishtar. At the time of marriage, it was Heter Gomor, so it remains Behetero. But there's a different kind of a problem. So Nachal, so the first half of the Mishnah, Yud Gimel and Aleph, more or less we understand that there's no Get Lachamisa, there's no Shtashich Rachamisa. There's no shtar at all, Lachamisa. No kinyonim, Lachamisa. No kinyonim at all, not only shtar. No kinyonim at all, Lachamisa. Let's say I have a field. And I say, I want to give you the field of Matonic. Come whenever you're free. You come make a kinyon chazoke, and it's yours. And then I die, and then you wake up, and in the middle of Shiva, you come to make a kinyon chazoke. Too late. Too late. The Das Maknan doesn't help. You can go to my Yorshim and ask them. The father was interested in giving him Matonic. Will you stick to it? Do you want to give him Matonic? But if the Yorshim say no, no is no. My das makn helfnish. There's no, never any kinyonim lachamis. Not only no get, there's no shtar, there's no kinyonim at all lachamis. He can't make a kinyon lachamis. So the Mishnah concludes, but if he says tenu manalish plani ameis yitnu lachamis, if the man before he dies tells the people around him, give $100 to plani, tenu manal plani, give $100 to so and so, and I die, so they should still give the money la'achamisa. So that's the shaila in the Gemara. What kind of a din is that? Why is that? Tenu mana lish plani emes yitnu la'achamisa. Why? So the Gemara has two pshatim, whether the Mishnah is talking about a shchiv meira, and it's based on the takanas chachamim dibre shchiv meira kiksuvim echim misirin domi. That's a takana de rabbanah. That's not a din deraisa. That's a takana de rabbanah. Dibre shchiv meira kiksuvim echim misirin domi. The shchiv meira doesn't mean that he's a goisis. That's way before. A goisis mamish means that the death process has already begun. Mamish is holding by the end. A goisis, the Gemara says, the Shulchan Aruch says, rov goisisim lemisa. Rob goes to Sim Lenisa, and if it turns out that he's taka from the Roy, then he's going to die within 3 days, usually. The Shulchan Aruch says, If a man, if Adam saw that a man was a goyses, we have the right to assume that he died within 3 days, and the children can already start sinning shiva after 3 days are up. It's biyadua that he's dead. Rob goes to sim lemisa. If he lives more than 3 days, it's assumed that he wasn't a goyses to begin with. Today, it's not so. Today, they put him on a respirator, so he can be a goyses for a year or two. He can be a goyses for a long time. But bismana shulchan aruch, it wasn't shaykh. A person is a goyses, obviously, he's going to die within 3 days. If he doesn't die within 3 days, assuming that he wasn't a goyses, we made a mistake in the diagnosis. Yeah, he wasn't a goyses to begin with. So wamshat, so that's a goyses. A shchimerad is not the same thing as a goyses. A shchimerad just means a man who's sick and laying in bed. He has the cold, he has the flu, so he has to lay in bed. He's not well enough to walk around to function. He has to lay in bed. That's a shchimerad. So if the shchimerad is afraid that maybe he's going to die, and he starts chalik nachas v'alpiv, he says, I want to give $100 to him, I want to give this to him, and I want to give this to him, and then later on he gets better. If he takes medication, whatever, he takes his chicken soup, he takes his hot tea, and he gets better, he's walking around. So then, ois matan, not kind of anything. If they didn't make any kinyonim, and the whole kinyon is only resting on the assumption, the takana d'rabbana divrei shchimera, is ois divrei shchimera, he's walking around. And even if he dies a week later, doesn't help, since if he starts to walk around, he recuperated. He recuperated from this, so he's the best chimera. But if he says, that happened many times. Yeah. Then, yeah.
I mean, that never happened. If he gets well, it never happened, whatever he says.
Oh, yeah, it's considered as if the kinyan didn't take place. The Gemara has a lot of details in Bava Basra. Well, they're only all the money, part of the money, a lot of detail with it. And then, that's halacha dibe shchimera kiksuvim mechim misurin dami. What does mean kiksuvim mechim misurin dami? If he wants to give over karka, let's say I have a field, I have a house, I want to give the karka to somebody. So karka is niknes ayde shtar. So the shchimera, why did they make the takana derabbanan dibe shchimera kiksuvim mechim misurin dami? We're afraid he'll be so aggravated. He'll be so aggravated. It may hasten his death. He'll be so aggravated that he's about to die, and he doesn't give over. He's not going to give over the matzotanis that he always had in mind. So we're afraid that aggravation may hasten his death. So we tell him, don't worry, calm down. Whatever you say is going to be taken care of. The kinyan is absolutely chal. So that's the reason for divrei shchimera kiksuvin. If I have metaltalim, and if they would have handed over the metaltalim, $100 to the mekabel matana, they would have made him a siri, he would have been koina, so it's considered kimesurin domi. If I have karka and I want to give it, so then you need ksiva, so it's kiksuvin domi. So it's considered whether the shchimera wants to give karka, the shchimera wants to give metaltalim, whatever he says goes. It's kiksuvim and chimsurin dam is considered as if he had made the proper kinyan on the moment.
And what's the status of mitzvah l'chayim divri on this?
Oh, so that's what Taisus discusses. That's what we'll have to learn the Taisus over here. So one shot the Gemara suggests in the Mishnah is that he's making this, giving the instructions at the time that is a shchimera. And it's based on the principle that divri shchimera kiksuvim and chimsurin dam, which is only mid the rabbanon. Yeah. Which is only with the Rabbanan. The other Pshat, the Gemara gives, no, Vosfar HaShchimera. Le'yoylam Bebori, the Gemara says. He's a healthy man. What do you have to make him sick that he should be laying in bed? What do we have to kill him for? Say he's a healthy man. What's the reason? What kinyan was made? He just gives instructions. Tenu mana lish pleni. The answer is, it's a takonis chachamim amay meshloshtam. The Mishnah is alluding to the takonis de Rabbanan amay meshloshtam. Amay meshloshtam hays like this. If you have a pikadon of mine, either you have a pikadon, you're a shamer holding on to my pikadon, or if you owe me money, you're a loiver. And I say, the pikadon you're holding on to, or the money that you owe me, I want to give it to Reuven. So if Reuven is here, I'm here, and you're here, we're all here, three are together, that's called the Maimon Shloshtan. So the Chacham made a takana that he's kinda, even though he didn't pick it up.
No,
Shibud Rav Nosson is another thing. Shibud Rav Nosson means if I owe you money and you owe him money, so A owes B and B owes C, so that's a din d'oraisa, that's one of the pasuk. Nosson Rosh Hashanah Lo, that A owes C. No, there's a different thing. No, you have a pikadon of mine. You're a shaymer. You're holding on to a pikadon of mine, or you owe me money. I loaned you $1,000. You owe me money. You don't have the money in your pocket. It's invested. Your business in the middle of a business deal. You owe me money, or you have a pikadon of mine. And then I say, the money that you owe me, I want to transfer the debt. Instead of you owing it to me, I want you to owe it to Pliny. So Pliny is not here. He doesn't acquire ownership of it. If Pliny is here, and the three of us are here, we don't have to be Bamidis, Neshken, Dovish, and Bigdusha. Maimat, Shloshna means that all three are the Maimerecha, they're all together. They're all in the presence of each other. So if all three are together, then it's a halacha that it works. It's only a din de Rabbanon.
I love that it works.
By halacha, it's a machlekes nigimare. And the maskan is afilu b'milve. That's the Gemara Nami base. Afilu b'halvoa, maim shloshtim works. The original takana was that maim shloshtim works by pikadon.
Okay.
If the shomer is holding on to my pikadon, but then the Gemara says we even paskin that maim shloshtim works by halvoa, even if there's no bein.
If C dies, does the B keep it? You tell him to give the money to someone else.
Yeah.
And the other guy died.
No, he's Yershim Ger. He was already kind of b'maim shloshtim right away.
He's a Kenyan.
In the event, it's a Kenyan right away. It's a Kenyan right away. And then in the event that he dies later, so it goes to his Yershim.
He has no Yershim?
Everybody
has no Yershim. No, it becomes Hefker. I mean, he's a Ger.
Oh, what else?
He's a Ger, so Kotten Shenel Adam is no longer related to the Goyim. He didn't have a chance to have any children yet. A Ger Shemei is mainly Yershim, so when he dies, his mama becomes Hefker. That is Hefker. So whoever wants, call HaKodim Zohar.
Nothing in writing. This is all verbal.
Yeah, all verbal. Is all verbal.
Good. So you have two witnesses.
You have to have witnesses who will testify that it's really authentic, that it really happened. Yeah. Otherwise, the people can all deny that he ever made the Maim Shloshtim. Okay. You talk either they all agree with each other, or that there are witnesses. Yeah.
Well, Bayit is always Yashem if it's not your cousin, it's always your cousin.
Yeah. The only way it's Gemolt, that a person dies and it's not cousin, become Hefker.
Yeah,
the Pasuk says, if I stole money from somebody, and I swore falsely, and he asked me later on for the money, and I swore falsely that I don't owe the money, and later on I admit that I swore falsely, so the Torah says I have to pay Karen B'Chomesh, and I have to bring Hashem Gezelus. What happens if the person from whom I stole, that's in Parshas Vayikra. What happens if the person from whom I stole died? I have to give the Kerem HaChemish to the Yorshim, and then I bring the Asham Gzeilis to the Beis HaMikdash, the Yorshim. What happens when Chumash says, V'nei li'ish goyel l'hashiv ha'asham elov? What if the man from whom I stole and I swore falsely, he died, and he doesn't have any Yorshim? V'nei li'ish goyel. So then I have to pay the Kerem HaChemish to the Kohanim and the Beis HaMikdash, the Anshei Mishmar, and then I bring the Korban Oshim. So the Gemara says, how is that possible that a man dies and he does not have Yorshim? So that's where the Chachamim had a tradition. This is Gezel Ager. That's the Mishnayos in the end of Bava Kama. That's called Gezel Ager. The Asamech says, that's how we know, the Chassam Sefer writes, that's how we know that there's a din of Gershon makes Vein Lo Yorshim. How do you know that Gershon is Gai Kotten Shinol Adam? When a Goy converts, he's not related to his previous relatives. Where does it say that in the Torah? So the Chassam Sefer and the Yosamech say the Makar is that Pasuk in Parshas Naso. No? Where is that? Mainly Ishkar L'Hashiv Hashem Elo. In Parshas Naso it says, if I stole from someone in... Huh?
Bahar.
No, it's in Bahar. No, there's a similar Pasuk in Bahar. Another thing. No, it's another Pasuk. In Maine, that's a different din. If I sold... Geula. Right, Geula. It says, mainly ish goyel. Then you have to wait till yovel and then you get it back. So there, mainly ish goyel means he doesn't have a relative who's wealthy enough or who's interested to redeem it.
Yeah.
Who's that? Right. So that's what the Chassam Sefer asks. How do the Chachamim know that the Pshat and the Pasuk in Parshas Naso is? Mainly ish goyel... Mainish girl means in mamish a gear that he doesn't have.
Maybe it means he doesn't have money.
Maybe we don't know. We don't know who the Yorshim are. That's what he is. Just like over there. Mainly ish goyel means... So the Chachamim said that it has to be a gear. So the Chassam Sefer asked, how do they know that it means a gear? Maybe it means we don't know who the Yorshim are. Just like over there. It doesn't mean he doesn't have. Mainly ish girl. So the Gemara says he doesn't have a relative who's willing or who's able to redeem the Sada, or to redeem him. A man sold himself as an Eved Ivri. So then there's Gula's craving. The relatives buy him out to freedom. And if he doesn't have any relative who can afford to buy him out, so he remains an Eved until Sheish is up or until Yaisal. But that's the Kabbalah's Chazal. They said that that pasuk in the beginning of Chumash Bamidbar, Parshas Nasai, that pasuk talks about Gezla Ger, mainly Ishgar, Lahash, Vash, Melo, because the Ger Shemes, mainly Yoshim, that's the marker of Ger Shem Nizgar, Kotten Shem Aladomi. That once he's Nizgar, he's no longer related to all of his Goyish relatives that he had before. So again, Nachamal, the last line in the Mishnah, how does it say again, Yud Gim Lam and Aleph? Tunu Mon, Elish, Ploni, Umeis, Yitnu, Leach, Amisa. If I say give $100 to Ploni, and then I die, so it says you do give the money lachamisa. Why do you give the money? I does not kinyan lachamisa. There's no kinyan. So the answer is the kinyan was chal already now. Why was the kinyan chal now? So the one shot is we're talking about a shchid mira, and it's a takonas chachomim, a takonas rabbanu de shchid mira, kiksurim chimsurim dami is kinyan right away. And the other pshat is, no, what do you have to make him into a sick man, a shchimer, a zokbet, he's a bari, a healthy man. And the reason why is because my mishloshtam is a takana de rabbanon. How does it work? How does my mishloshtam work? That we're all here. So the Gemara still calls it a hilchus abaloi taima. On daf yudal amal. Hilchus abaloi taima means that there's no mahalach to explain how the takana de rabbanon work. Usually you say, call the tikka rabbanon came the raisa tikkin. It's an extension of some din de raisa. They latched onto this, they hung onto that. Here the Gemara says Hilchus Abalai Simon, this one is not Kain Deraisa Tikkun. It doesn't latch on to anything Deraisa. There certainly is a reason, Taisa says, that they wouldn't have made a Takana Derabon if there's no Tzorah. There must be that there's some reason. So Taisa wants to know, what in the world is the reason?
Kain Deraisa Tikkun.
Usually called the Tikkun Rabbanon Kain Deraisa, and this is Hilchus Abalai Simon, the Gemara says. Here there's no Mahalach for this Din Derabon. But it doesn't mean Hilchus Abalai Taima. Rashi translates Hilchus means Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. If you look on the Rashi, Yudal and Amin Aleph. On Yudal and Amin Aleph, Rashi on the second narrow line, six lines from the top. Kilu Kibla Moshe Halacha Misinai Shein Soch Lasis Batan. Hilchus Gemiri Law. Hilchus means Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. What does Halacha L'Moshe Misinai mean? A din of the Torah Shabbat Peh, which has no mocker in Tanakh, there's no mocker to Darshan, and there's no svara, and you don't have to give a svara. Allah Almighty Messina that the tefillin have to be merubois, and it has to be shchayris, there's no svara, and there's no mocker, that's it, Allah Almighty Messina. So Rashi says that's what it means over here. Hani Tlasmila, there are three dinim, the Gemara says, that are all made the Rabbanan, Shavin Rabbanan, Kihil Chasabaloi Taimah. As if it were halacha moshe misina, they made a din, and there's no mahalach, there's no midrash tater and reshes bem, there's no kain derais, it doesn't latch on to anything. Azoy, they made a takana de rabban, but you shouldn't translate the words baloi taima on atam. So gemachta takana on atam. The chum have no right to make any takana on atam. Make a takana with for no good reason is a chbal taisif.
With money, they could do it because they say hefke bezna.
Yeah. There's no problem explaining why it works. Hefke bezna hefke is the mocker, is the shorish for all, is the rationale for all takana drabon in the area of dini mamonis. That's how the Gemara says. But beloy taima, hilchus beloy taima does mean that there's no reason why they instituted takana. No. If there's no reason, the rabbanon are not allowed to make any takonas. That'll be a violation of bal taisif. There certainly is a reason. Taisus on Yud Gimel on the base discusses what's the reason. But here, the Gemara means it's a Hilchus Abaloi Taima, just like Allah on Moshe Messina. You don't have to have any Svari, you don't have to have any Mokker. No, but Taisus says it's not a Chos. There's a reason. What prompted the Chachamim to make the Takona? What prompted the Chachamim to make the Takona? So that's what Taisus discusses over here. He attaches Yud Gimel on the base. Dima Maschel Gufa. Aymer Iva at the beginning of the Taisus. Aymer Iva v'chein Rabbein Atam. The two Bali Ataisus both said, "The Ma'im Shloshen Kana Bal Korcha Shala Loiva Shala Nifkar." You're holding on to my Pikudin. You owe me $100. So I say the money that you owe me or the Pikudin that you have should not belong to him. And you scream, you don't want to be zeicher for him. You don't want to be zeicher for him. So the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rivo say it doesn't matter whether you want to or you don't want to. I said, you owe me the money, the Pikudin is mine. I say it now belongs to him, it belongs to him. My Mishloshen is not because Zach Neod Mishloi Befanov, it's in your issues, the Pikudin is in your issues, so you're kind of for him. No, it's the Bal Korchacho. My Mishloshen Kana Bal Korcha Shalalai, Bal Korcha Shalalai Nifka. Why? If you're going to say the Maimon Shloshan only works with the Haskama, with the agreement of the one of the Shomer, yeah. So the man the Amad Afka be Bikodin Kana, there's a machlekes nigmar where the Maimon Shloshan only works when it's a Bikodin, a Shomer and a Bikodin, or even a Loiva. So we pass in the Maskana even by a Halvoy. Not only Bikodin, but there was one opinion in the Gemara. Originally, Gemara thought only by Bikodin. So Taisa says, according to this word, that it only works by Pikadon. If you're going to say it only works midaito, so if it only works midaito, so what do you need the whole takana the rabbanon and mm-hmm. mishloshtim for? Midaito, so he's holding on to it, so he's kind of for the third party. But zochlam mishloshtim, unless you say that they needed my mishloshtim for the rare, unusual case where he's a shomer on my Pikadon and it's not in his rishus, he left it in the middle of the street.
That's an unusual case. Pikodin, he's still the Baal.
The Mafkid is the Baal. Mafkid is the Baal, so I can be Maknid. I can be Maknid, but there's no Maisa Kinyan, though. You have to have a Maisa Kinyan. So if I tell him, I'd like you to be Kainer for the third party. So Zach Leon the Shleib upon him, so he's Kainer, it's in his Rishus, so he can be Kainer with the Kinyan Chotzer for the third party. So what are you going to say? They needed the takana of Maimon Shloshtan in a case when the Shomer doesn't have the Pikadon in his Rishus. The Taisa says that's so unusual. The Shomer doesn't have the Pikadon. It's Fahamilsa de la Shchicha.
He has to. That's a Shomer.
That's what a Shomer is supposed to say. They're not supposed to make a takana to cover a case that's Milsa de la Shchicha. So Taisa says, no, must be they wanted to cover the case where the middleman, the Shomer, does not agree. You don't want to be Zeicher. You don't like the third person. I like him. He's a friend of mine. He's not a friend of yours. So I say, I want to give them out the Pikodin that you're holding on to. I want to give it to the third person. You say, you wouldn't recommend it. I say, I don't care what you recommend. I'm the Balabos. I want you to be kind of him. You say, you don't want to be kind of. So that's a Takonis. My Mishloshtan, he's kind of Bal Karchacha, even if you're not in agreement.
That only works when they're all Jewish.
That's what Taisus discusses later. That they all have to be Jewish. Abinatam says if they made a takana when they're all Jewish, so if the Nisan, the one who wants to give the matana, is a Nachri, so they're going to take, if they took away the money from the Yisrael, they would certainly take away the money from the Nachri as well. But the Shaila is, what if the Mekabel matana is a Nachri? Did they make takanas the Rabbana for Goyim also? So Taisus says they don't think so. Taisus quotes the Rabbeinu Tam, they don't think so. It's a takana de Rabbanon, so you only find it in Gemara. They made a takana on behalf of Jews, they never made a takana on behalf of Goyim. If the third party, if the Odom HaShlishi, the one who's going to be Merkava Matan, is an Achri, Rabbeinu Tam thinks they didn't make a takana. If I say, you owe me $100, give the $100 to the Goy. Give it to the janitor, give it to the Goy. So it calls me that I don't change my mind, you give it to the Goy. Why not? I told you, give it to the Goy. You have my Pikodin. So I say, I want to transfer the ownership of the Pikodin. Instead of giving it back to me, give it to the Goy. So Kalman, I don't change my mind, so you give it to the Goy. But if I change my mind later, then the Rabbeinu Tam thinks that the Kinya Maimon Shloshtan was never instituted. That they should take away the moment from Yisrael and give it to a Goy. Right. If the Noisen HaMatana is a Goy, so then the Rabbeinu Tam thinks that's a Kal V'chaimer. Mad if they took away the moment from Yisrael, like they Maimon Shloshtan. So they'll certainly make a takana to take away from the Yisrael. What if the middleman is a goy? The goy is holding on to my pikadon, or the goy owes me $100. And I'm a Yisrael, and I say, the $100 that you owe me, or the pikadon that you're holding for me, I want to give it to a third party, to a Yisrael.
Should be good.
So the mekabel ha-matana is a Yisrael. So l'chairit should be good. L'chairit should be good, yeah. Rabbeinu Tam comes up with a chiddush, he thinks that it's not good. This is already a shver of work.
We could see in the three, it could very well be the halacha that the other two are witnesses. Because as they know, you come at the ball by making, I make the decision.
No, two of them are valid dvarim.
But it doesn't make any difference, but they're there.
No, but they can't be kosher either. You're the Mekabel Matana. I'm the Reisen Matana, you're the Mekabel Matana. So we're not kosher leiders. The middleman, he's kosher leiders. The middleman will be kosher leiders.
What's the purpose of the triple play altogether? I mean, what does...
Azai, made a takana that if all three are together, but my menechon... Yeah, there's a Gemara Kiddushin. Let's say you have my Pikodin, you owe me $100, and I want to give it to Pliny. Pliny is not here. So there's a third person here. So we'll say, Zachen Liodim Shleibe Fonim. The third person is here. not that he grabbed. The person that's here should stand here as a representative for the one who's not here. Would you say Zachen Liadam Shloi Befanov just to stand here? Normally Zachen Liadam Shloi Befanov is like this. I have a pot full of gold. And I say, I want to give the pot full of gold to the rabbi. The rabbi is not here, so I say, I give it to you, you pick up the pot. So you made the kinyan. Or let's say the karka. I own the karka, I want to give it matana to Pliny. Pliny is not here. So I say, you make the kinyan on the karka on behalf of Pliny. So you made the maisa kinyan for Pliny. Here, there's no maisa kinyan to do, just to stand here. My mishloshtan. So you have my pikodin, or you owe me $1,000, and I want to give it to Pliny. Pliny is not here, so someone else is here. So we'll say, no. So he's standing here, so he'll represent the other. Like when you play bridge, there's a dummy. There's such a thing. No. Someone just sits there. He doesn't do anything.
So it's not Mamish
Loshtan. So Taisa says that's not called Mamish Loshtan. You can't say.
Who plays bridge?
So we'll say with Zach and Adon Shlaib Efanov, it's considered as if he represents the other one. So that's what Taisa says. No, no, that's not. That's not Mamish Loshtan. You can't say Zachan and Shalifan just to stand there, just right. To sit there.
You have to do something. You have to make a kinyan.
Zachan and Shalifan only goes, he makes a kinyan. But if he doesn't make a kinyan, isn't it? So that's what Taisus writes, Gufa Amar Rav Huna. Taisus says, you have to have a reason what prompted the Chachamim to make a takana of Maimon Shloshtan. If Maimon Shloshtan only works if the middleman agrees, so what do I have to make a takana for? The middleman agrees. And according to one opinion in the Gemara, Maimon Shloshtan only works by pikadon. Doesn't work by halacha. So by pikadon, he's holding on to the pikadon. That does not. Zachan Amishloi Fana. What's the problem? He'll be kind with his. It's in your chatzir. So you say you don't want your chatzir to be kind for yourself. Let your chatzir be kind for Pliny. So you don't need the whole Maimon Shloshtan. Shalolat Zor. So what do they make a takana for the rare case when the pikadon is not b'shus anifka? Yeah, the stachamilsa de la shchicha. So it must be they nira loyma de hutzuchol asak lemakom shenam pikadon b'yara anifka b'yara cherem. Nah, the stachamilsa de la shchicha. They wouldn't make a takana for that. The Taisa says it must be that they made a takana even if it's bal korcha shal anifka. Taisa says there must be a good reason. There must be a reason why they made the takana. But then they say. The ode Zaktaisis, that's an important taisis gufo. And daf yud gimel on the base. They're explaining why did they need the takana minus shlosh. So they say the ode ap kishena pikadon biyana nifkad, even if the pikadon is not in your issues, you left it somewhere else, you left it in shul. It's not in your issues. So they still say there's another kinyan that can work, that's called a kinyan odiso. If I make a hidoz baldin, this pikadon is clearly mine. I have a ksav yad, I wrote a sefer. And I left the ksav yad in your issue. So it's clearly my ksav yad is my handwriting. I make a hidos baldin that it belongs to you. That's klor v'itog that it's not true. That's what you call a kinyan udiso. I admitted that it belongs to you. So the halacha says that it belongs to you.
Just like you give him a matuna.
No, but there's no kinyan needed. I give him a matuna, let him make a kinyan. Here you don't even need a kinyan.
Declaratory change ownership.
So that's a big. I make the Hadar's Baldin, I admit that this jacket is yours, so it becomes yours. How can it become yours? Midirabbanon. It's a kinyan midirabbanon. Udisa is a kinyan midirabbanon. So that's what many poskim, many Vishenim and Achanim hold like that. Udisa is a kinyan midirabbanon.
Only
that
by Talkin?
No, by Kark also. Udisa is a kinyan. If I say, I admit that from now on the jacket is yours.
Only with money.
So that's not an Udisa. That's not an Udisa. It means I want to transfer ownership. I make the Hadar's Baldin, I admit that this jacket is yours, So it becomes yours. How can it become yours? Midirabbanon. It's a kinyan midirabbanon. Udisa is a kinyan midirabbanon. So that's what many poskim, many rishonim and acharim hold like that. Udisa is a kinyan midirabbanon.
Only
that
by calcium?
No, by kark also. Udisa is a kinyan. If I say, I admit that from now on the jacket is yours.
Only with money.
So that's not an udisa. That's not a Rudisa. It means I want to transfer ownership of the jacket. So you have to make a Maisa Kinyan. So make a Maisa Kinyan. But if I say, I admit that the jacket never belonged to me, it always belonged to you. From Sheshes Vibrations. And everybody knows it's not true. Doesn't matter. But if I make such a statement, then it's Midirabbanan. It accomplishes a Kinyan and there's a transfer of ownership. That's what most of the poskim hold. And then there's a Taz and Yeridei and Hilchas Ribis and the Samishenim above the Mitziah, Perakah Zohov, who say that it's not true, that Udisa, even Midirabbanan, does not accomplish a switch in ownership. It just makes it that you'll win if we'll ever have a Din Torah. If we'll go to court, he will always win because he has an Udisa. He'll say, what do you mean?
Yeah, the claim on it.
He will win on the claim.
He can claim on it.
He'll always win on the claim. When they'll go to court, he'll win. But it doesn't yet belong to him. Oh. Do you need Adam? That's the shot. So Taisus says over here, V'yod, Taisus says like this, even if the Pikodin is not in your issues, let's say, I gave him a Pikodin, and he left it in shul, No one's going to steal. So you can't, you need my Mishloshtan. You need a Takhanis, my Mishloshtan. Why? In the case when the Pikodin is not Vishusai. The Taisus says, yeah, number one, that's a Milsa de la Shchicha, that the Shemir is not holding the Pikodin Vishusai. Number two, Taisus says, even if it's not Bishuso, I can still transfer ownership to the other person by making an Odis. I'll just make a Haidoz Baldin that the Dikotin never belonged to me, it always belonged to him, so it'll transfer ownership. So Taisa says, that cannot be that's the reason, you have to have a reason why they made my Mishloshtan. So they say, it cannot be that's the reason why they made my Mishloshtan, to cover the case when the Dikotin is not in your issues, because I can still be Maknet. Without my Mishlash, I can be marked into the third party Ayidei Disa. So it must be that there's a different reason why they made my Mishlash. So what's talking the reason? So Taisa leaves you hanging. Taisa says, it doesn't make sense that they make a Takana. My Mishlash is a Takana de Rabban, it's not a Din de Reis. When the Gemara calls it Hilchus Abalei Taima, it doesn't mean they made a Takana for no good reason. No. Hilchus Abalei Taima, Rashi explains, it's like a Halacha L'Majim Sinai, that there is no Svare. How it works.
No mechanics.
No mechanics. We can't explain the mechanics how it works. But a reason, of course you have to have a reason. What prompted the Tanoim to make, Amoraim, whoever, what prompted them to make a Takana? Must have some reason. So Taisa says, it must be the reason is that it should work even Bal Kocha Shalan Nifkad. But then they bring up an issue, they say, no, Bal Kocha Shalan Nifkad can work with Udisa. I'll say, the Pikodin that you're holding on to never belonged to me. From day number one, it always belonged to him. When I gave you the Pikodin, you were never really the Shomer for me. I never told you the truth. It really belonged to him. It was Sheker. When I told you it's my Pikodin, it's not true. It really belonged to him. Yeah. So you can always make an Udisa. So why? Huh?
Milva also.
And a Milva, I don't know. Can you make an Udisa on a Milva? That I don't know. But at least on a Pikodin, you can make an Udisa. Huh? And a Hanami. So that's the Shaila. So what prompted the Chachamim to make a Takanas Maim Shloshtan? See if you hold like those Poskim who say
doesn't transfer ownership.
It's just that, you win? The claim will win in court. He'll always win. So they made Maim Shloshtan that it should transfer ownership. You want to transfer ownership. Let's say, what's Hechitimtze that I want? Let's say Chometz. I left a box of cookies by you. And it's coming Erev Pesach, I don't want to be Erev by you or by Matzis. I say, you think that the cookies belong to me? I hereby declare that it's not true, the cookies never belong to me, they always belong to the goy. So does that save me from Bal Yerah, by Matzis or not? Sir puts it, if it's mine, then I'm in violation of Bal Yerah. If I sell it to a goy, so it's not Bal Yerah, by Matzis. So that's a Shaila when I say, I want you to know the cookies never belonged to me, they always belonged to the goy. And it's not true, the cookies were mine. But I make an Odisa, the cookies never belonged to me, they always belonged to the goy. So will that taka solve the problem of Bal Yerah by Yimotze? See, if you hold that Odisa is a Kenyan, so it works. Maybe you'll say there's no Bal Yerah by Yimotze. Unless, you could say that since Odisa is only with the Rabbanan, maybe it doesn't work by goy. Okay, that could also be. But if you're going to say that Udisa Bechlala is not a kinyan, it's just a claim, and he's always going to win. But it's still my chometz. The Taz talks about ribis. Taz talks about ribis also. Does it transfer ownership? Or doesn't transfer ownership? It's just a claim, and he's always going to win. It's 100% that he's going to win, but he doesn't have it yet. So that's the shaila. See, if you hold that Udisa does not transfer ownership, so if our statement, they made by Mishloshtan that he should transfer ownership. But if you hold that Udisa does transfer ownership, so what prompted them, what they need by Mishloshtan for? So Taisus sort of leads you up to the question, they don't give an answer. Taisus di Mamasul Gufa, they ask the question, they don't give an answer. So that's what the Marsha and the Maharshal discuss on this Taisus. There's a famous, people don't always read the Marshal and the Marshal, but over here the Ktzois made it famous. The Ktzois quotes the whole Marshal and the Marshal. So the Marshal says, they should make kinyoni with sheker. The Chachamim say, make zeris mechzik shikra, mechzik shikra. They don't want to have sheker, mechzik shikra. Dva sheker leyikin leneged einov apasik until the Rabbanu Shalom doesn't like sheker. So kinyon udisa is the hasheker. Right. So they didn't want, Itaka works, but they didn't want people to rely always on sheker. So they instituted a Mayim Shloshin Kinyan that it should work the emes, nish b'sheker. The Marsha says, that's a very nice idea, but where did he get it from? It doesn't say anywhere, where did he get it from? So the Marsha says, he thinks that it's an undervort. He thinks that Adis only works if you have Eidim. This is on page Dalit, and the Dafim in the Marsha. So the Marsha is on the bottom of the page, the Chof Mishloimai. And Yud Gimel and Beis, he says the reason why the Chachamim introduced the Maim Shloshtan because Shikruhu Dvashek Likl and Neganenot Chachamim Hirchikuzu Amida Kama Pamim Shin Mechzik Shikru. So that's why they were Mesakin Maim Shloshtan in order to avoid Sheker. And then it says I'm a Marsha. After the long Marshal, it says I'm Marsha. So the Marsha says he doesn't see why should you say he's Pshat, fancy Pshat. He thinks it's an undervoid. He says there's a tiny letter gimel in the Marsha on the second column on page Dalet. There's a small letter gimel that you look in the Kainei Rein. So the Marsha says an undervort that kinyan udisa only works if you have eidim there. If I make a statement that the cookies that I was mafkid by you really belong to the guy, they never really belong to me, so that kinyan udisa will only be valid if there are eidim. If there are no eidim, the kinyan udisa won't work. But the kinyan maim shloshtan works even if there are no eidim at all. If you want to have Adam, someone may want to lie later on. Somebody may want to lie, but Kinyan Odisa doesn't work at all unless they're Adam. If you need Adis Lakim Adova. Adis Lakim Adova, Kinyan Odisa. We know that you need Adis Lakim Adova by getting the Kiddushin. The Gemara in the end of Kiddushin has a pasuk like that. That if a man is Mekadosh and Isha, then no Adam watching, even though he and she both admit that he gave her a ring and he said, Rat Mekadosh is Ganesh Mekadosh, Ganesh Ver. Because you need Adis Lakim Adova. But whoever heard that in Didi Mominus you need Adis Lakim Adova? So the Marsha says, yeah, by Udisa you have to have Adis Lakim Adova. So that's why they're on Mesak and Maim Shloshtan, that you, even if you don't have any Adis. So the Kainer Aim on the bottom of the page, and Gimli says, Mendivra Abena Nira Balil, what do you see that the Marsha said? Klar. The Marsha said, Klar, that you need Adis Lakim Adova by Udisa. That's what the Ktzais talks about. Where did he get that from? Where does that svara come from? That you need Adis Lakim Adova by Udisa. So that's what the Ktzais explains. Udisa, the whole kinyan of Udisa rests on the fact, Amoide, that it always belonged to you, and that accomplishes, many Rishonim hold, not just the claim, it even accomplishes transfer of ownership. So Bamedvam Amurim, when do you say that it accomplishes transfer of ownership? If it can be proven in court, if it can be substantiated when you have witnesses. Just Beinola Beino, he admits that it really belongs to someone else. So this is Ganesh Vert. What kind of an Odisa is that? If you don't have Adim watching, it cannot be substantiated later. How can you say that this Hoidoe is strong enough to accomplish a Havoras Bailas? On the level of their ice, it does not accomplish. I make a Hoidoas Babim, which is not true. So on the level of their ice, it does not make a king. Even with Adis, right. But Midrabanan, we'll say Udisa is a kinyan. Udisa is only a kinyan Midrabanan.
thing is, if this so is not good only with Adam, the Chachamim made Mamash Lashon.
We don't need Adam. Without Adam, that's what I'm sure.
It's only a changing of the of the
Made it Takana makes it easier.
But it's the same thing. No, so you just call it different.
He says, I want you.
You want to call it?
No, it only works if all three are together. With Issa works even if the person is not here. But it only works if you have two Adam. If you don't have Adam, it's not going to work at all. Each one has a Chumra and a Kula. Udisa works even if the other party is not here, but only if they're Adam present, the Masha says. And my Mishloshna works even without Adam, but only provided all three are there. That's the Masha.
Makes them Udisa for the Shoir, and the Shoir goes out next day and he's Mazik.
Yeah.
So the recipient of the Udisa will be responsible?
I mean, he doesn't even know that he was kainah.
He didn't know, but he says that the rishus was transferred.
If he wanted it,
he'll be held responsible.
But I'm going to call him. What's what?
No,
he wanted it.
If he didn't have the opportunity to watch the show, so he won't be held responsible. If he had an opportunity to watch the show, then he will be held responsible. If he realizes that the show now belongs to him, and it's now his responsibility to watch the show that it doesn't cause any hezek, so then
the Kabbalah Disa must agree.
Yeah, you're never kind of, you're not kind of Bal Korcha, you're never kind of Mamon Bal Korcha. A Yerusha, you're kind of Bal Korcha, that's all. Yerusha goes Bal Korcha. But all the, even a Pishnaim, you don't get Bal Korcha. Pishnaim is Losisla Pishnaim, Matanikai Rachmana. Matanikai Rachmana, the Bukhar doesn't get the Pishnaim Bal Korcha. The Chelik Apshitis, he gets Bal Korcha. If you don't want it, be Machre. If you don't want it, makn it away. But the Yerusha, you get Bal Korcha. All the other Kinyonim, you never get Bal Korcha.
Well, about patience, if you have a problem with patience, even if you have Aiden, it doesn't mean what the person says, I don't want it. So
even if he does want it.
Even though the Aiden says, I gave it, I'm married, it belongs to the Aiden.
Yeah.
But if he's at door, it's like you say no.
No, no, the Rabbanon, that's the question. Whether Kinyon the Rabbanon helps to take off Bal Yerusha Bal Yimotze. On the level of the Raisa have Chomet, then it makes a Kinyon with the good, let's say a Kinyon Agav. And many Rishonim hold that Agav is only with the Rabbanon. So that's a big machlokes, whether the Kinyon the Rabbanon, which works for Natera because the Hefker doesn't Hefker, does the Kinyon the Rabbanon remove me from Bal Yerusha Bal Yimotze? They say, no, Sof on the level of the Raisa still belongs to me. So there would be Bal Yerusha Bal Yimotze. So that's a big machlokes, Achreinim, and it's really Rishonim.
It wouldn't matter, as long as we don't have a confirmation from the guy, it's like
if the guy will say later, I'm not interested, so there's no ice kinyan. Ice kinyan.
How
do you
know that Mamash Lashon was made after Odisa?
How do you know that Mamash Lashon was made after Odisa?
Good question.
It's a very good question. How do you know that Mamash Lashon was made after Odisa? Huh? I mean the Marshal, that's what he's asking. How did the Marshal and the Marshal know to ask their kasha? I don't know.
Because it was
made mostly. Tysis assumes. How did Tysis know? That's his question. It's not a question in the Marsha. Tysis assumes that my Mishloshtim is made after Adis, and he asked, what do you need it for?
Because if it helps,
I don't know.
It helps them, makes them a little easier.
That's the answer. But he's asking, how did they know to ask the question? Maybe Odisa was instituted after my Mishloshtim.
Odisa was in Bava Basra. Odisa is a Bava Basra.
Yeah.
So
my Mishloshtim came first.
Yeah.
Gittin comes before Babas. It's a fakir. I don't know. My Mishloshtim. No. This is the whole My Mishloshtim. This is it. I think so. There isn't any more My Mishloshtim.
No.
It's a different. That's not Mamishlosh. Kiddushin is a little bit Mamishlosh. A little bit. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know how Taisus knows it. Okay, so let's go again. So the last line in the Mishnah says, if I say, I think last time also we just did the Mishnah. We just chaz in the Mishnah. Okay. Yeah.
No comments.
So if I say, yeah. So if I say, what? Give $100 to Pliny, even if I die before they give the $100. The Allah is Yitno Lachamisa. Why? Because he was kind already from the minute that I say give the money. How is he kind? So the Gemara is going to have the two pshatim. Either I'm a Shchid Meiras, a Divish Shchid Meiras, a Takana the Rabbana that is kind, or the Maimat Shloshtin, if the Pliny is here, Maimat Shloshtin works with the Rabbana. And that's what Taisus asks. Rashi and Taisus both ask. Why do you have to give azab shat? See, azab shat, why don't you say mitzvah l'kayim devar ames? That's what you is. Why don't you say mitzvah l'kayim devar ames? So Rashi says, mitzvah l'kayim devar ames would also be a kinyan. It doesn't only mean a mitzvah to do it.
When do you say kayim mitzvah?
It's kainah. It's kainah. Mitzvah l'kayim devar ames means it's kainah.
When do you do kainah mitzvah l'kayim? When he dies. But here it's talking if he's kainah right now.
That's what I mean.
No. If he dies, then I say that he's kainah.
If he is still only a Shrivmarai, so he is kind of right now, even if it didn't die.
That's what I'm saying, it's a big difference.
If he gets cured, then the Shrivmarai is popped also.
But in the meantime, he gave the money.
Yeah.
He was still a Shrivmarai.
Yeah.
Last week was a Shrivmarai.
Yeah.
And he said to give him the money, and they gave him the money. And he doesn't have to give back the money
if he gets the money. So why did the Gemara have to work to explain why you give it? You give lachamisa, mitzvah l'kayim devar ames. Why don't you say pasha? So Rashi says that's a machlokes, and the Gemara doesn't want to get involved in the machlokes. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says, alibin mandalaisli mitzvah l'kayim devar ames. So Tosis has a whole discussion. What do you mean alibin mandalaisli? But that's the way we paskin. You don't want to get involved in the machlokes. It's the wrong shita, but it's the winning shita. This is the winning team. We paskin mitzvah l'kayim devar ames. So what's wrong? What do you mean you don't want to get involved in machlokes? That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. That's what it says in Chashem Mishpat. So we pass kind of like that.
Whom is the mitzvah of the time the Gem is? Only on the Yerushim?
That's the
Yerushim. Anybody is present? So it's Bezmin?
Bezmin
No. So in other words, somebody has to be Mekayim.
Whoever has the other, So Tosfos gives an answer. Why didn't they say Poshet mitzvah of the time? So Tosfos gives the answer. This we learned also 2 weeks ago. Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam. And this is quoted in the Chayshim Mishpat, that you don't apply mitzvah l'kayim devar ames in all cases. Only, let's say, I say, when I die, I want you to give the furniture to the next neighbor, and all the svarim to this person, and all the English books to that person, and this to this. So that's not called mitzvah l'kayim devar ames. Only if hushlash mitchilu l'kach. If I gave it over to somebody in trust to someone else, I give you the money. If the money is in the bank, I have the money. But I don't have the money in the bank, a checking account, a savings account. But that's for my purposes. I didn't put it in the bank that what they should do about Hamei Rezim Shon. But if I put it into a trust account, and I say, this is a trust account, if and when I die, you give it to Pliny and Pliny. Then I have a right to change my mind. So basically, it's a trust account. Yeah. We're holding, I'm not going to change my mind. So that's called mitzvah l'kayim devar ames. So if I give you money, I say, look, I'm not going to live forever. Here's $100,000. When I die, you give it to Pliny. So then that's called mitzvah l'kayim devar ames. If hushlash mitchilu l'kach, I gave it over, I was motzi and mitachas yadi for that specific purpose. But if it's not hushlash mitchilu l'kach, is nisht, then you don't apply mitzvah l'kayim devar ames. That's Rab Chaim Oizer writes a suffix in his Chuvas. Rab Chaim Oizer writes a suffix, maybe Bizman Azeh, that the courts will honor a secular will. He went to a lawyer, he made a secular will, and if the courts will get hold of that, they will enforce it. They won't let you budge at all. They'll enforce the secular will. So maybe that has the equivalent status of hushlash mitchilu l'kach. What's the whole idea of hushlash?
You're alive already. You're giving somebody else the same course.
Huh? What's the whole idea of hushlash mitchilu l'kach? I gave over the money. It's going to be taken care of. So once I made a secular will, for sure it's going
to rely on the court to enforce it.
For sure it's going to be taken care of. So Rav Chaim Oizer is misupik. He's not sure. He's not. He thinks that it's not. He's misupik, he thinks that it's not. So then that's the shalom. So you can't just make a secular will. Can't just make. So Moshe has an etshuva, such a chidush nifla meyoid. Moshe has a chidush nifla meyoid. He didn't even write a separate etshuva on this. He has a etshuva on something else. And this is the last two paragraphs. It's just kalach hayad. A chidush nifla that the other gedolim said that they hold that it's wrong. So Amaridig a chidush. He says, we know part of the chidush is understandable. He says, we know whenever there's a umdina, that there's a strong niras das, then there's no need for maisa kinyan. The Gemara has the concept from dvorim haniknim amira. If it's obvious, klar, that the person really wants to transfer ownership, then you don't need a maisa kinyan. So that, all the gedolim would agree. There's a rashash like that, and the chazanish, you know, many poskim say like that. Whenever there's a strong niras das. So then Rav Moshe says, a man makes a secular will. Very, he went to a lawyer. It's in court. 100% Gemira's das, he really wants to give over. The Ramash, aye, but he's giving it over Lachamisa. I bequeath. What does bequeath mean? Kinya Lachamisa. So Tegnachish and Kinya Lachamisa. So Ramash comes up with the Chirish Nifla, this part. He says, when do you say En Kinya Lachamisa? If I say, today is what? Today is Gimel Shvat. Today's Gimel Shvat?
Tonight.
Tonight's already Gimel. Tonight's the Yartzeit. Ramosh
Soloveitchik's
Yartzeit, yeah. Svasemis on Gimel Shvat, yeah.
No, Eishvat.
No, Soloveitchik used to give the Yartzeit. Yeah, Gimel Shvat. I didn't realize. Tonight is Gimel Shvat. Okay. Also. So let's say, today's Gimel Shvat. I say, on Tu B'Shvat, I want you to be kind, I make a king, I want you to be kind of this. And I die before Tu B'Shvat. I die in Yud Shvat. So who did it belong to after Yud Shvat before Tu? It belonged to my Yorshim. So how can I make a king and it's going to be a king in Lachamisa? Chminishkin Balabas. What if I say, I own all of my property. The second that I die and it no longer belongs to me, sure. Instead of going to my Yorshim Yerusha, I give it to you. But then my Moshe has a Chiddush. That's okay. Yesh king in Lachamisa. It didn't. The mammon, the chassan, didn't become hefker for a second. It went from my ownership to your ownership. I goes to your ownership after I die. That's not a problem. Ain king of lachamisa as only if there's a gap in between. So that's what Dayan Grosner has a taina based on the Gemara. The Gemara says that should be called masta mashi kozbater. Not exactly masta mashi. Gemara has a little different lashon. Gemara has a lashon. Divrei HaRabbi, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishnah. The Torah says that when I die, goes to the Yorshim. And I say, when I die, you should go to Pliny. What do you mean? But the Torah says when I die, goes to the Yorshim.
He may be given Matana when he was still alive.
When alive is something
different. He gave it to him while he was still alive.
But I didn't want it to be Chalal alive. As long as I'm alive, I want to have full stus.
Right.
So then
maybe he gave him a penny now or a nickel now. He says, no. This is part of the thing that I'm going
to
give you all.
So the nickel that he got now belongs to him. But what about the rest of the $1 million?
$100 million.
So the first Chiddush there.
That's
where.
Me'achshav is fine, that'll solve. But Rav Moshe says you don't even need Me'achshav. So that's why they disagreed with Rav Moshe. That's why many others, I think everybody disagreed with Rav Moshe. But they say Rav Moshe held the halacha l'maisa like that. He didn't make a Yiddish etzavoy. He just made a secular will. When people would ask him, they say he can make a secular will based on his tshuva. He held halacha l'maisa like that. That's not maybe. He held very firmly like that.
According to the gospel,
people have to the master.
That's a big problem. Okay.
What do you ask?
The Ramban talks about that. How did he take away the Pishnayim from Ruben?
Yeah.
There is a din also. Let's say if somebody writes a will and he puts in some money to give to a charity. Right. Is this allowed to? Because or is he taken away from the Yosh? He's not allowed to do. It's also Masnamash Gusvatar is taken away from the Yosh.
No.
Why?
Chaimaisa says, even though Taisa says he needs Hushlash Mitchila Lekach. But since Amirasa Lagavai Kim Sirasa the Hedyadami, so giving and Stokyo also you say Amirasa Lagavai, it's a din Shulchan Aruch, so it's considered as if it's already Hushlash Mentchi Lilakah. So he says, Fitzdoke, he says that he knows. Fitzdoke, you can leave in the will and it will be binding. There's no need, you say Mitzvah Lakam Dirameis, and you don't need Hushlash Mentchi Lilakah, because Amirasa Lagavai makes it that it is Hushlash. Well, it's called Mabe Nachle. Yes, Anishkin Mabe Nachle. Somebody wrote a whole essay. Last year, somebody printed a whole essay in Tradition magazine. It didn't make any sense. The whole thing says, "Anisur Mabe Nachla," that leaving money for its doctors.
Yeah, that's
right. It's not so. It's not. That's not an Anisur. The Gemara talks about Mabe Nachla. The Gemara says, as long as you leave a certain amount for the Yorshim, so then there's no Anisur Mabe Nachla. So that's a question: how much exactly do you have to leave for the Yorshim? So the Pischit Shuv and Chayshim Mishpat discusses. Some poskim say you have to leave slightly more than 50% for the Yorshim. You can give 49% to Tzedakah as long as you leave 51% for the Yosh. That's how Rav Tkachinsky writes in his Sefer. And that's when he died, that's what he did. The Bupkis that he left over, Mustami left $10 when he died. So he said he left $5.50 for his Yosh, and then $4.50 he gave to Tzedakah. He didn't have, he was a poor man. He didn't make so much money on his Svarim. He printed a lot of Svarim, didn't make so much money on his Svarim. So he left over the right. Another Paskim, the Chassam Sefer says, you don't have to leave 51%. If it's not Allah, you have to leave right. As long as you leave a schum hagun. So let's say a man is a multimillionaire and he leaves half a million dollars for each Yirish. $500,000 is not enough. And then he leaves 85%, he leaves $22 million, he leaves for the yeshiva. And he leaves for the yorshim, he leaves a little bit. But doesn't he know? As long as he leaves a double hagun.
That's only for tzedakah, but for, he wants to give it to somebody else, to another.
Also, if it's tzedakah, he can do even with that hushlash mechila lekach. With someone else, he has to make either hushlash mechila lekach, or he has to make kinyonim. He has to make some kinyonim. Just he make a tzavoyah, that's not a tzavoyah, it's not binding. The Mishnah in Bava Basra that says you can make a tzavoyah, that's a tzavoyah like this. Let's say, I have 9 children. I have 3 boys and 6 girls. So we don't have a pchor because my oldest is a daughter. So the 3 boys are all pshutim. So yeah. They get all equal. Each son gets 1/3. So I say, I say one son should get all the Yerusha. So the son whom I pick out, Ben Kavakar, is going to get 1/3 of the Yerusha. So since he's in line to get part of the Yerusha, so the pasuk says, Habiyam Achilas Banam, it says, Shia Lo, Hatar Nostan Shus Lav Lahan Chalachom Mishiyutzi. He can pick out the child who's going to get anyway part. I say, let him get all. But let's say I say my daughter should get an equal share. No. My daughters are not in line to get a penny. So if I say the daughter should get an equal share, they get nothing. I pick in Gansan a stranger, I say, let the stranger get. He's not in line to get. That's not included in the din of Savoy. Yeah. That's not das heißt nicht kein Savoy. Yiddish hates that Savoy. But al pidin it's meaningless. You can't make it Savoy. You make it Savoy, you want to leave for yeshiva, to tzedakah, that's a different thing. That's mitam mitzvah lekayim divrei ameis, and you don't need hushlash mechila lekach. Because Amirasa Lagabakim Sirasa Lahajid, by Tzedakah it makes it that it's equivalent of Hushlish Mechila Lekach. That's what Rabbi Chaim Eisen says.
What about Pishnayim?
Can you do Pishnayim? I don't have a Pchor, so there's no Pishnayim. Let's say you have a Pchor. Yes. So then the Gemara in Bava Basra says, Shulchan Aruch says, Lo Yuchal Lebakir. The Pchor, you can't cheat the Pchor, even with the right of the father to change a little bit, you can't cheat the Pchor from the Pishnayim. So that's a big machloikas in Shulchan Aruch. What do you mean you can't cheat him? You can't cheat him from the extra chelek apchayra, or even from the chelek apshitas. You can't cheat him at all. So that's a shayla Allah ha'lamayis. I had a paskin. The rashash, the machloikas, the rashash, and the mukhi yosef. Shayla chashmish, but exactly how they want a paskin.
And what do you get? Mechila? You can get mechila from the older one?
If the b'chor is meichel the pishnai, the b'chor can be mevate the pishnai. You can't be mevate the chelek apshitas. The Yerusha you get balkarcha. The pishnai you don't get balkarcha. So if the Pchor writes a document, he's Mevatel and Chayshemish, but they talk about that. They just say it's not right that the father twists his arm till he forces the Pchor. I insist that you have to sign. That's
what
not right.
What if he doesn't twist?
On his own. Yeah, on his own, fine. So if the Pchor is Mevatel and Pishnayim, it's good.
How do you treat a case where you dominate property and maintain
it? He donates to a tzedakah. Okay. That's the deal. That's the deal that he doesn't want to give 100% to the tzedakah. He's giving part of it.
Because it's like hegdish.
No. If he gives the hegdish, then you're going to have a problem. Hegdish. But it's not. There's a din of me'il of the hegdish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's okay.
The Gemara says that's not proper. That's called Mabar Nachla. And even if the children are miserable, also it's not right. You're not allowed to be Mabar Nachla. The Gemara says, Yosef ben Yoezer lived in the days of the Beis HaMikdash. Tani Yosef ben Yoezer. His son is Nishki ben Kentana. His son was not such an unusual learned person, but he's a nice religious man. So Yosef ben Yoezer was angry why his son wasn't a Tana. So he donated everything to the Beis HaMikdash. So the Tanoim said that he did wrong. You're not allowed to be Mabar Nachla from your child, even if the child is not so gewaldig. Unless the child married Ashik says, anandamize him. We're not talking a mumer Dina Kaak. We're talking.
You mean that Ashik says you don't give nothing.
Yes. Ramosha says if it's Mamish, a child who's a Meshumid, something like that, so then there's no reason to be Mabar Nachla. We're not talking about Meshumadim. We're talking about normal children, so he's not so from. So that's not proper to be Mabar Nachla. That's not proper. Okay.
Part about not needing a kinyan. I think you have in your sefer about shtar mechilas chumas. But if the balabos doesn't have a chance to makabel kinyan, he gets on the telephone and he declares and that's what you have an unequivocal with terms that he wants to sell.
The late shalom. He says the late shalom. In the end, the parsha is boy. The Torah has the two parshas about tefillin, about kaddish v'yakiviyachol. And later in Chumash you have Shema b'Hayom Shemai, also where the din of Tefillin is written. So the Gemara says, we have a tradition, you have to write these Dalet Parshias into the Shal Yad, into the Shal Rosh. Kadesh Hoi Kliyach, Shema b'Hayom Shema. The Gemara says, Kadesh, you go from the left to the right. The first Parsha on this side is Kadesh, then b'Hayom Kliyach. And the Machlokes, the Rabbi Natam and Rashi, is, how do you go Vaitas? So Rashi, Shita, Kadesh Hoi Kliyach, you go in the water. Shema b'Hayom Shema. The Rabbi Natam holds, no, that you go the other way. Shema, b'hayoyim shema. So the two b'hayoyos in the middle. The two b'hayoyos are one next to each other in the middle of the Shal Rosh. That's the Loshon of the Rabbein Tam. Just to remember, he says, Havayis b'yemtza. The two parshas okay. That start off with word b'hayoy are in the middle. So Rav Soloveitchik used to point out, he once gave a yortzat shir on this. And in the shir, when he learned Hilchas Tefillin, he used to say it over every so often. It's not only the Rabbein Tam holds that this side you go, one unit, Kadesh Griyacha, and that side you go the other way. Shema v'yoyim Shemaya, so they're clearly two different units. Even according to Rashi, that it goes in order, Shema Kadesh v'yoyim Shema v'yoyim Shemaya, it's also two different units. It's also two different units. They quoted from the Beis Yosef and Hilchas Tefillin, where the Beis Yosef says that you have to have a shin shel tefillin ha'alocha Moshe Mitzinai. So our practice is based on the Zohar that you have two shins, one on this side, one on that side. This shin has four roshes.
Yeah.
And that shin only has three Russians. What is that all about? So there's a machlokes in the Beis Yosef what it's all about. So our practice is we follow that shita, that on both sides all the heads of the shin touch the bottom. Just like there are two kinds of shin. There's a shin with three heads on top, there's a shin with four heads on top. When you write a Sefer Torah, if the Sefer wants to make himself crazy, it'll take him longer. He can write Bereshis with four Russians. Reishis Balakim is a Shamayim. You can write Shamayim with four Russians. They're two legitimate. Two kinds of shins. One with four Russians and one with three Russians. Each is acceptable. They're both kosher shins. So that's the commonly accepted opinion. There are two shins on one is a shin shel Dalet Russian, one is a shin shel Gimel Russian. And Rebbe Kibbeger writes in Hilchas Tefillin on the bottom of the Or HaChaim, it's an acceptable shin. And other Paskim hold no, the Beis Yosef quotes no. The shin shel Dalet Roshin, you have to use your imagination a little bit. Shin shel Dalet Roshin is really shel Gimel Roshin. The two middle Roshin are not supposed to touch all the way down to the bottom. They're only supposed to go part of the way. So you really have a shin of Gimel Roshin that's Shakua.
Yeah.
If you have four that are boilate, and the two in the middle are not touching the bottom bar on the bottom of the shin, then you have a shin in the middle of Gimel Roshin that's Shakua. What's the Gimel Roshin that's Shakua? What is that all about? So there are two kinds of ksivah. On the luchais, the ksiva was chokuk ala luchais. So shma kadesh v'yoki v'yacha were given koyde matan Torah. So the ksav that represents kadesh v'yoki v'yacha is the ksav of the luchais that was shakua, that was engraved in the luchais. So that's why you have the shin of Dalet Roshan on the left. So even according to Rashi, the Beis Yosef quotes Rishonim, they want to also say, the Rishonim want to say it's also two different units. Even though you go in order, Kadesh, Vayikiviyacha, Shema, Vayoyim Shema, but there's still the two different units. The one unit on the left side is represented with the shin on the outside, with the ksav from Kodem Matan Torah, from the Luchas. And the unit on the right side is the ksav from Lacha Matan Torah that's represented by the shin on the other side. Two different units of ksav. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.